The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Nowadays, many are accused of being helicopter parents, hovering over their offspring, watching every move, anticipating every danger and removing it, going to bat for them against teachers, coaches, the world. Done with the best of intentions, but there are psychological costs of overprotection. I'm joined now by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So they do too much. They should let them suffer the slings and arrows.
Yes, I think, you know, I think sometimes, well, as anybody knows, as a parent, there's a great impulse to overprotect, to kind of smooth the road, to take away the obstacles and, you know, really not to let them cry, not to let them suffer. It's very instinctive. But I think if we kind of just step back an inch and look at what we're trying to achieve, which is we're trying to skill them up, as they say, for the slings and arrows that are ahead. It's very hard to think of that when you're dealing with a very young child. Mm. But the truth is, children learn through adversity, but only little doses of adversity. We call it like stress inoculation. You know, that they just small doses of stress is how they learn to regulate themselves, how they learn to build confidence in their own ability to deal with the world, and how they begin to believe that they are strong, able, and capable. Yeah.
The idea being that you don't want them to grow up thinking someone else is going to fix my problems whenever they occur.
Exactly. And if you know, if the parent always steps in, this obviously comes into play more in the sort of primary school years, the adolescent years I'm talking about here first. If the parent always steps in, deep down unconsciously, the child gets the message, they know I need them. So that's why my mom or my dad is, you know, stepping in there. So they get the subtle message that they're not able to handle something. And their sort of what they do and what they achieve in their own mind becomes conditional on having an adult about to say, you're on the right track there. Where, you know, we're trying to build more the confidence that they can make their own judgments, that they can make their own decisions. And that's what leaving them go, letting them feel some of the stress, of course, helping out, but not stepping in and taking over. And we see that all of the time.
So what's the evidence from later life as to the effects of this helicopter parenting?
Well, we have a good bit. We have quite a little bit of research on it to show that, you know, any children who tend to have in the young adult years who are, you know, suffering with anxiety, often you might think it's lack of support that they have, but actually it's often the opposite. And it's a bit like, you know, maybe I could give this by way of sort of somewhat examples, but I would meet people a lot with who would be, say, post-college or just going out into the world or indeed going into college. We see a lot of problems, as you know, at transition points. And that's why we think of things across the sort of the threshold of going into independence, going into our sort of area of full sort of sexual identity, personal identity. And so when people go to college, suddenly they're thrust into a situation of make your own decisions, regulate your day, decide when you're going to study, decide who you're going to be friends with. And we often find that is where many young people who have been overprotected falter. They are the kids who go to college and decide they'll stay in their flat and they won't go to lectures because it all has become too much. So anxiety floods. And because they haven't got enough practice at doing the little tasks that they need to do and their self-belief and their ability to sort of just cope and manage and make decisions and take the knocks. I recently worked with someone who I thought was very interesting, but their worldview was that life would be in many ways untroubled. And that was actually what sparked this thought for me, was their view was so firmly set that life would be untroubled and that life would move in a straight line, that when they had the first real bump, which actually was in many ways just a very, very difficult relationship, but not exceptionally difficult, difficult on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd call it a 4. But it knocked that person so far down that I knew it was unreasonable. You know, it was disproportional. And I linked it laterally to this sort of perfectionist sort of worldview, that a view that everything was going to work out and they didn't really have to exert a lot of influence over it to make that happen.
So a few knocks along the way are probably the best way to develop resilience in your children. Stephanie, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. That's a clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.